Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I'm here with my man, Will Sommer, who's got another banger false flag newsletter that we got to discuss. It's getting a little old, Will. You write great newsletters, everyone knows. Then we have to discuss them on YouTube. I'm a little tired of it.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here.
Okay, that's a really gracious response. This one is kind of like an encapsulation of a lot of things you've been covering, mixed in with a little bit of the war. So I'll give the summary and then you can tell me what's going on. But basically, there's wide, rampant suspicion that there's a DOJ investigation into conservative influencers who may be paid by foreign sources to both oppose and or support the Iran war. And all these conservative influencers are salivating over the prospects that their ideological foes within the conservative movement, not like liberals, within the conservative movement may soon be arrested. Do I have that right?
That's right. Yeah. And the other thing to note is that this investigation almost certainly does not exist. Basically, this all came from a tweet Wednesday morning from this account named Zero Hour, who is sort of a character I've dealt with for a long time, but it's kind of just a shady character on Twitter. And basically he said, you know, DOJ is investigating everyone, and they go, oh my gosh. And so all these right-wing media people jumped on it. They imagined their foes, whether it be, you know, pro-Israel, pro-Iran war, against Iran war, against Israel, they imagine them in shackles.
Has the DOJ said anything? Have they denied that there's a – I mean, I don't believe there's any evidence that there is an investigation. I'm just curious if they've denied it.
No, they haven't denied it. You know what? I should ask them. I should say, you know, are you gonna arrest Cat Turd?
Is Cat Turd among the targeted? It's just so funny to me that this is what they are like jazzed about. The prospect, not of like liberals getting arrested. We're past the point where they want to lock up Hillary Clinton. They now want to see like their own MAGA influencers locked up over this war.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be a sign of how bad things have gotten in sort of the MAGA civil war over, you know, all of these feuds. This idea that, you know, it's gotten to the point where they're like, all right, look, we've tried, you know, insulting each other on Twitter. We've tried fighting at the TPUSA convention. Now I'm just going to need Todd Blanche to take you away in handcuffs.
Yeah. And it'd be like me saying, like, I want Ryan Grimm arrested because I don't like his Hassan Piker takes. Like, I'm not going to do that. I like Ryan Grimm. I worked with Ryan Grimm. I know it's a sensitive subject here. Jack Posobiec, one of the people who was discussed in your piece, he says, influencers who take foreign money and don't disclose it should be deported to the country they took the money from. Deportations, not just arrests. I should have noted that. Who else do we have yearning for some jail time?
People love coming up with these, like, the twisted draconian punishment, right? Like, you know, on the right, like it wouldn't just feather. Be like we need the poetic justice. And so in this case, yes, you saw Jack Posobiec, who, by the way, was very closely involved in spreading the Russian hacks about Emmanuel Macron, I think raising connections about questions about, you know, what his foreign connections are. You know, this is about a decade ago at this point, but he's very excited about it. You know, we saw that there's this one talk radio host who said, well, I'll just provide my financials preemptively. You know, I just want to show that I'm honest. I'm not being paid by Qatar or Israel. So, I mean, these guys are they're so excited for what, again, to be clear, is the non-existent pundit purge. They're just lining up.
I mean, you can't escape the sort of context here, which is that the reason that this sticks, this idea that the DOJ may be investigating foreign influence money going to MAGA influencers is because there's like a rich history of MAGA influencers taking money to post, right? It wouldn't make sense that this would cause such a stir if not for the fact that it seems believable.
Yeah, I mean, right. The reason they know that this is happening is because a lot of them are on the take. I mean, and not always foreign money. I mean, we've seen over and over.
What are the good examples?
Sure. So, I mean, soft drink companies paying people to oppose the MAHA crackdown on soda being used with food stamps. You know, Laura Loomer's sudden embrace of arcane Venezuelan export law and kind of just like, you really need to do this. I'm not saying it would only benefit whoever my backer is here. You know, there was a case where everyone got really into, Elijah Schaefer and some others got really into the rules around Indian oil refineries and how that interacted with embargoed Russian oil. So there are, I mean, all kinds of cases. And look, I mean, looking back further, there was a point where, you know, about 15 years ago, a bunch of conservative bloggers were taking money from the Malaysian government to specifically sort of attack this opposition figure. So, I mean, this is something that recurs over and over.
You didn't even mention Tenet, which is your baby.
My favorite story
You mentioned this every time we talk.
I try to shoehorn it in.
You're like, well, hey, remember Tenet?
Well, yeah, I know. Hey, you guys think about Tenet a lot. In this case, of course, Tenet Media was a situation, I believe, in 2024, where this YouTube channel that basically had no reason to exist but had gathered in all of these people like Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, Tim Pool, was exposed as a Russian front. It was funneling each of them individually millions of dollars. And so now the irony here is that, and this truly, I couldn't, my jaw dropped when I saw this. Benny Johnson, Mr. Russia Money himself, was saying, oh, I can't wait for this investigation into foreign influence over the Iran war. You know, there's going to be some people in big trouble. You know, and you know, as we say in the piece, you know, he might be able to explain to the FBI how something like this works.
How it works. Yeah, but Benny said he never knew that it was Russian money, right?
Yes, that's true. We have to be clear. And admittedly, like, there were some sort of small personas or sort of fictitious characters created. But, you know, look, I mean, Tenet Media just
But the Tenet Media founders were at the White House at the Easter
egg roll. They were at the White House Easter egg roll. They're not even American citizens. Yes, the Trump administration, as we talked about here before, has intervened to welcome Tenet's founders back into the United States. And back to the Easter egg roll. I guess for me, I mean, that also suggests that really this investigation will not be real because why would, you know, or maybe it is real. And then a year later, you get to go hunt for some Easter eggs at the White House.
It is not real. It's also sort of interesting that, like, who would they investigate, right? Like, this is not exactly an administration. As you note in the piece, they don't give a shit about FARA registration. They don't care about FARA enforcement. In theory, they would dispatch the Justice Department to go after critics of the president on social media. So they would probably, I mean, we're just playing this out. But if they were dispatched to investigate this stuff, they would investigate one side of the ledger, who was paying the MAGA influencers who were very critical of Trump, like the Candace Owens and the Megyn Kellys and the Tucker Carlsons. They wouldn't be paying people who are being supportive of the war, right? I mean, that's just not how this Justice Department works.
Right. I mean, it would be very unusual if all of a sudden, you know, the Justice Department was just like, we got to get to the root of all this, you know, Israeli money in American politics. One thing that struck me is a few weeks ago, I remember when Tucker Carlson claimed, well, the CIA was investigating my foreign ties over the war, and now they've made a criminal referral to the Justice Department. So one wonders, you know, if he's not just totally making that up, which he could be, you know, I mean, that's apparently a thing that's out there. You know, I guess at its root, perhaps the other appeal of the idea that, like, all of your ideological foes on the right are foreign funded, that it's astroturfed, it sort of prevents you from recognizing that there really is this genuine rift within the MAGA movement. And so let's say you're a Laura Loomer and you're supportive of Israel, and you're looking at someone like Candace Owens or Tucker Carlson, who, despite totally disagreeing with you, are still making a lot of money and getting millions of views. And on one hand, you might say, oh my gosh, you know, what is happening to this MAGA movement? Is Donald Trump botching everything? Or you can say, well, that's just all fake Qatari money.
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to look at it, which is it's trying to delegitimize the person you're arguing with because, of course, you're superior to them, or it's just telling on yourself. Like Laura Loomer giving Tucker Carlson a nickname. I mean, that's just telling on herself, right? I don't know definitively, but it seems circumstantially like she's on the take for these companies. And she's like, no, I deny it. But she hasn't, I mean, does she deny it, or she's kind of cute with the words?
Yeah, I mean, she's very vague with it, I would say. I mean, and look, I mean, again, like, whether it's foreign or domestic money, you can tell these people just suddenly embrace these causes so passionately, you know. And so, you know, another aspect of this idea that are people in the government or people with ties to the administration interested in this foreign money. Alexis Wilkins, who people may remember for her beautiful singing voice as a country star, and also as the girlfriend of FBI.
I believe it's a sensation.
Country music sensation, as FBI director Kash Patel, her boyfriend, put it. You know, she has been, you know, even if this DOJ investigation isn't real, we know she's been sleuthing on her own, apparently with the help of ChatGPT or something like that, you know, and she had to get to the bottom of, why do so many people on the right not like me? Why do they think I'm a Mossad agent covering up the Epstein case? And, you know, a few weeks ago, she came out with her theories. I don't think there's much to them, but we know that this idea of, you know, this foreign influence is really rife on the right, and everyone's kind of looking around, who's getting the bag from Qatar, from Israel, from who knows where.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating. They're just eating their own. I've been, you and I've discussed this a couple times, the sort of fissures that are breaking out ideologically on the war, with a bunch of very big voices coming out critically of Trump. And it's funny to see them, as you point out, not be able to grapple with it on like the actual substance of the critiques, and having to resort to saying, well, you know, not only is this because you're being paid to posit this theory, but you're going to be arrested by the DOJ and it's going to be dealt with. We don't have to worry about that. All right. Well, Will, thank you for your service as always. Everyone should read his newsletter, False Flag. Obviously subscribe to that, but also subscribe to the feed where we get to banter about all this great stuff. A programming note for people who love me and Will. We usually do this MAGA Monday thing. It's great. You should check it out, but not this Monday. We're both on break. So we're going to hit you up a week and a half from now for the next MAGA Mondays. All right. Take care, buddy.
See ya.